Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The groundbreaking book on becoming a effing man by Michael Oreck offers spiritual guidance for modern men seeking growth and inner peace beyond organized religion. A spiritual book for men who do not go to church on Sunday but believe there is a God, but they don't give God much emphasis in their lives. Michael's book discusses problems men have and gives them a spiritual perspective to deal with it. He does not use terms God, Jesus Christ, or Holy Spirit. It only uses higher power. There is no discussion of religious principles or beliefs. Michael is a senior citizen, husband, and father, and a spiritual guy as well. Born in 1949, grew up in Western Washington. Although a cradle Catholic and practicing Catholic, Michael's religion has nothing to do with what he teaches. Michael Oreck, author of On Becoming a Effing Man, brings a lifetime of experience to his writing, and he's back with us on This Week in America. Michael, welcome back to the program. Great to have you back with us.
Glad to be here.
Book is doing so well and helping so many people that are in this category that you write to. Talk about what motivated you to write this book. What was it that you decided, you know, I've got something I need to say here. I'm going to write the book. What was the motivation?
Well, it really wasn't a motivation. It's something that happened to me. It was in 2019. I'm walking my dog and I hear a voice. And the voice says, "Michael, I want you to write a book. And here's the title." I go, "Okay. All right. I'm a pretty spiritual guy. When stuff like this happens, I hold on to it and don't forget it." So I put that thought in my head and went on with my daily happenings. And my wife died unexpectedly, and I was living in Seattle, and I said I need to move. So I moved to Portland, and this was in 2020. And right after I moved to Portland, the pandemic hit.
Oh, yes. Everything shut down.
And I was a avid ballroom dancer, and there was no dancing. So I said, well, I guess I better start looking at this book thing. So I talked to some friends of mine, and they were very supportive. And my book is based upon a spiritual program that was developed by my therapist, Lori Meisel, and a Catholic priest named Father Bob Camuso. And I introduced them to each other. They hit it off, and they developed this men's spiritual program. And so then they wrote a pamphlet on it. And I said, okay, I'm going to follow that in writing the book. So they had a pamphlet that had 30-day daily meditations in it. And I used that as a foundation for my book. But I added many things that were not in there, such as addiction, father wounds, and things like that, that help people to, broaden out my base a little bit. And so it didn't take me very long to write the book, but I could not find a publisher, so I had to have it published privately, which I did. And I'm out there promoting my book, and I just was reading it before you called me, and there are some very powerful things in it. I'd be happy to share one here with you.
Well, yes, please do, because the book is, like I say, it's doing so well, and it's really something that so many men have been looking for. They don't fall into that going to church and believing in God necessarily category where it's a disciplined religion. They believe in a higher power, and you address that. Go ahead, please, whatever you have to read for us.
I've got one here on driving, and I do a lot of driving. My meditation is by Mac McCleary. Patience is something that you admire in the person behind you and scorn on the one. When you get behind the wheel, take a deep breath. Say a blessing to the first driver you meet. Nice car. Good move. I have noticed many people getting more and more impatient while driving. I'm not a fast driver, but it seems that every day someone honks their horn or high beams me for going too slow or some other driving event that I do that upsets them. when you honk at someone, you're assaulting their ears with the sound waves that come from your horn. Not a good idea. Only sound from your horn or high beam someone when it's an emergency. If someone who is driving does something stupid, bless them. You will find out that driving becomes much more peaceful. It will no longer be a war. You are now engaged with your fellow driver. Now, here's the story I got off the internet. I'm retired now, but I was a California Highway Patrol officer in South Atlanta, Los Angeles for 28 years. Early in my career, I was on my way back from the office on a Saturday night. After a long shift and a longer week, a driver was weaving way ahead, and I followed him, praying that he wasn't drunk, which would have extended my shift by several hours. He wore a neck brace and appeared to be out of it. He stammered, "I'm sorry, real sorry." He was sober, but he had suffered a brain injury and was in a recent accident. He had no insurance, and his license had been suspended. Normally, I might have had the car towed, but his wife and child were in the car, and the neighborhood wasn't the best, so I allowed his wife to drive the car and admonished him for driving. The following Monday morning, I was dressed in my best suit, driving my used but freshly painted Z28 on my way to court in downtown L.A. Traffic was heavy, and so I got rear-ended. When I walked up to the car that had hit me, the driver says, "I'm sorry, real sorry." He was wearing a neck brace, and out of a thousand of cars on the Harbor Freeway that morning, I was hit by the same guy who had let go 6 hours earlier on a street 15 miles away. "I told you not to drive," I yelled, but he slowly recognized me and stammered, "I'll pay for it." But which he replied, "You don't have any insurance." This time I called a tow truck to haul his car away, shook my head, and went to court. For the next week, nobody got a break on my beat. That's the name of Joe Packer from the California Highway Patrol in Los Angeles. Then I have a poem at the end. The guy cuts you off, bless him. Someone is tailgating you, bless him. Someone passes you on a double yellow line, really bless him. Hold no grudges, bless. So that's the story about driving, because, you know, I think driving should be an enjoyable experience. And today I'm finding so many people getting upset in their driving.
It used to be an enjoyable experience. Going on a trip was fun. You could sort of sit back, relax, drive, look around, enjoy it. If you even go the speed limit now, you're being passed by, you know, hundreds, thousands of cars. It's very stressful, isn't it? And you've got us now. I'll remember that now when the cars go by to bless us. You've got a way that you can talk us down in that situation. Who was this?
Right.
Who was this book designed for? What's the target audience for this book?
What you said at the beginning is very right on.
Okay.
It's for something that thinks there is a God somewhere, but they don't put much enthusiasm into their idea of a God. And I'm trying to get that person trying to be more spiritual in their daily activities. Like I just shared you with driving. You can do it in so many other ways as well. And so I try to get men to see things from a spiritual perspective. My book is based on a quote that Laurie Mizell gave for one of the chapters. The quote is this: "I cannot change the world, but I can change my mind. When I change my mind, the world and I are changed." And so that's basically what I'm trying to get people to do, is to think about things differently. Instead of getting upset, try to let it go, bless the person, and not carry your upsetness around with you, which you will then share with everybody else. The next person you meet, you'll share that upsetness. And I'm trying to get people not to do that.
Well, you talk a lot about forgiveness, and that's something some people think that's a sign of weakness. If I forgive, they win, I lose. You talk about it's really great for your health. Talk about the power of forgiving somebody, because you're not really doing it for them, are you? You're doing it for yourself.
Yeah, well, I want a chapter on forgiveness in here.
Yes.
And basically, the quote I use is from Matthew 18:22, where his apostles asked Jesus one day, how many times must I forgive? Seven times. And Jesus' answer to them was seven times 70 times. And so forgiveness is basically something that people need to do a lot more of.
Well, I believe that. I've heard so many people talk about that, and it's something that so often people are reluctant to forgive, and you point out that that's not the case. That is great for your health. That's a secret to having great health. Our guest on the program today, back with us, is Michael Ulrich. That's U-L-R-I-C-H. His website, name of the book is I'm Becoming a Effing Man. And his website is the title of the book. We've got that up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. And again, it's so well written and impacting in a positive way so many men. Well, Michael, what are some of the major problems that men have that prevent us from being happy? What's holding us back in so many cases?
What major thing is holding a grudge? Something happens that you don't like, and then what do? You feel beaten up, unappreciated. Then what you do is you attack the person by making judgments about them and attacking them. And that is also in the book where people, you know, make you upset and you attack them back. And so I try to get people to break that cycle. Instead of attacking them, try to find some good in the situation. So, holding grudges is a major problem with men nowadays.
Michael attacks those problems. He discusses the problems that men have and gives them, as he's mentioned in a couple of the examples he's used, gives them a spiritual perspective to deal with it. People would say, okay, Michael's probably happy all the time. He's got all the answers to all of these. He's got his life in a good place. Are you generally a happy man?
Yeah, I really am. I have some tough things happen. And for the last couple of years, things have been pretty good. And I still have problems in life, which I deal with. But, I would say I'm pretty happy where I am at spiritually and psychologically.
What do you hope the takeaway is for men who read the book? What do you hope maybe a couple of items that jump out at you that are discussed in your book? What do you hope men take away from reading the book?
Well, as I said earlier, that you cannot change the world, but you can change your mind. And when you change your mind, the world and you are changed. I think if I could get a man to see kindness, appreciation, and love where they may want to attack somebody, that would be my hope. And that would make the world a much better place.
And you attack all different aspects of life, don't you? I mean, you talk about all the issues, the moral integrity, all the issues you deal with. If you read the book, you're going to come away with a whole lot of good information to change and turn your life around, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
What did this class do for you when you were working with the two gentlemen, one a priest, in putting this together? How did this impact your life, giving you a chance to reflect on some of the areas in your life that you feel needed some work?
Well, I think when I have a problem that shows up, I don't get upset about it. I say, what am I to learn from this? Basically, the thing that happens to me is that I don't react by getting upset, that I, try to look at the situation in a different way. And so the situation does not control me. I control the situation.
When you deal with people on a daily basis and people who've read the book have approached from a spiritual standpoint, do some of them then realize there is really a higher power out there, and maybe it opens their eyes to an organized religion where they can actually be practicing?
Sometimes that happens, and I happen, as you said, I am a practicing Catholic. I've been one all my life, and my religion works for me, but that not be the case for everybody else. I think things happen to people for a reason.
Yes.
And so if men, get called to a religion, that's okay if that's what they want to do. But then on the other hand, if they want to be in an atheist or an agnostic, that's okay with me too. I'm not trying to get people to believe any religion at all.
You're just giving them answers to possible problems that they and all of us have. The book is called I'm Becoming a Effing Man. The author is Michael Ulrich. That's U-L-R-I-C-H if you're Googling. Book, of course, available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the writing style, because as I'm reading reviews, people like your straightforward approach. Sometimes you can get a little, maybe a therapy-oriented text in the book where it's a little over the head. It's too many words. You really can't follow what they're saying. You lay it all out there, a straightforward manner in your writing. Talk about that, because it's really accessible to the reader.
Well, I'm not the most literary person in the world. I just wrote the book. And, I used the pamphlet as a format for my book, and they had their writing style, and I just basically added to that. I would say that I did not put a lot of effort into what type of style I should be writing. I just had to write something, and so I wrote it.
What kind of response are you getting?
Well, just, when you self-publish a book, it's tough to market. And it's not easy marketing my book. And with your help and getting people to just hear about it, I think that will get men to say, I'm going to spend, I think Amazon right now is selling my book for $8.15.
Wow.
That might be the best $8.15 a man would spend if it works out for them.
Yes, and it's so written in such a manner that you can apply it to all aspects of your life. Let's talk about spirituality. We say that often. Do people really understand what spirituality is? How do you define spirituality in your life?
Well, to me, there's something bigger than me in my life, and I don't understand it very well. I just kind of have the attitude that I'm along for the ride, so you show me how my life is supposed to lead my life, higher power, and I'll try to do the best I can. So it's pretty much, things will happen to me, and they don't happen to me just out of luck. It
yes.
happens for me. And so because that has happened, I need to process it in a positive way. And so I basically, don't go around saying I have to do this, and this to be happy. That's just not me. I basically take it as it's given to me, and I just try to do the best I can.
One of the areas you talk about in the book is compassion, and let's talk about that for a few minutes here. Talk about
sure.
compassion and the role of doing that and getting us all to slow down and understanding other people, because we seem to be going through a period where compassion and civility are both lacking.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's getting harder and harder to see it. But when a person has compassion, they are not judging. And that's the big thing, that people judge and then they feel hurt, they have a grudge. So by not judging, you're not taking the first step to this very negative thing that will happen in your life. So by not judging, you will then show compassion.
You're able to point out to people how they can find peace in themselves. Talk about that and the importance of that. And maybe people who have followed the principles in the book, and suddenly life is more enjoyable. We're not sitting on an edge all the time. We're really, good, bad, we'll take it and we'll go on to the next day. How rewarding is it to actually being able to find peace in your life? And have you been able to find peace in your life?
I really have. Told you a little bit earlier, I'm in a good place spiritually and psychologically, and I can't say that one major thing happened in my life to cause that to happen. It's a lot of little things where, as I said in the driving, somebody cuts you off, you don't get upset, you let it go. And so I would say, it's not some people, great things happen, and it's a very spiritual thing for them, and that's great. But for most of us, it's not a bunch of great things that are going to happen to us to change us spiritually. It's a lot of little things.
Sometimes you hear we need to be strong as men. If we're not perceived as strong, it's a weakness, and that doesn't reflect in a positive way on us. Talk about being strong and how we go about balancing that, because sometimes being strong isn't all that good, is it?
Well, I guess it just depends on how you define being strong.
Yes.
And the way society describes being strong is now not how I describe being strong. Being strong is not holding a grudge. That takes strength to do that. No doubt about it in my mind. So that all the things, about buying a truck and having big tires on it, that is not, to me, manly strength at all. Manly strength is when you can forgive and when you can show kindness. That takes real strength.
A couple minutes left. Time is going by so quickly, as it always does. Our guest back on the program, Michael Ulrich, that's U-L-R-I-C-H, if you're Googling. The book is I'm Becoming a Effing Man. That's his website. We've got information and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We've talked about some of the areas that you present to men and give them options in life. What are some of the major blocks that are holding men back from this? What is it that prevents us from letting go of some of these issues and enjoying life at least more fully?
I think the basic thing that comes to mind is a man makes a judgment about something. This is good or this is bad. Normally, this is bad. So that's a judgment. And when a man does that, it starts him walking down the wrong road. Don't judge people. Just accept where they are at and not say they are bad. That's basically, I think, the big thing. When a man starts making judgments, they're going down the wrong road.
Well, that and so many issues are tackled in Michael's book. He discusses problems that men have, gives them a spiritual perspective to deal with it. It is well written. It gives you examples. It gives you alternatives. It's really well done. The book is I'm Becoming a Effing Man. Michael Ulrich, U-L-R-I-C-H, pronounced Ulrich. Book available wherever books are sold. His website, I'mBecomingAEffingMan.com. As a link there that you can order as well, and we have on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Michael, a pleasure having you back with us. I love what you're doing here in reaching so many people that otherwise probably through a church would not receive this information and calming everybody down and hopefully make us all better drivers after reading the book and hearing you talk about it. Thank you for being with us on the program once again.
Thank you, Rick.
It is always a pleasure, Michael Ulrich, and I want to thank cityofbooks.com for arranging our conversation today, a one-stop shop for all your book and print publishing and marketing needs. That's cityofbooks.com. Again, our guest, Michael Ulrich, book available wherever books are sold. We've got a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.